There's a snag in the effort for a large-scale livestock facility in Menard County. On this week's WUIS SJR Business Report, I'm Bill Wheelhouse, joined by Tim Landis, business editor at the State Journal Register. Tim, can you first kind of explain what the project is, and then we'll get into what the snag in the project is?
This started back in September when Grigsby Family Partnership, based in Tallulah up in Menard County, filed notice with the Illinois Department of Agriculture that they had plans for a hog finishing facility in Menard County that initially would have capacity for 9,300 head. It went through the normal regulatory process. There was a public notice in the Petersburg Observer, a weekly paper for Menard County. The county board held a public information meeting in mid-December, and it was to the point of this week the county board was going to vote one way or the other whether to support the project. And then on Monday, the Department of Agriculture announced they had failed to follow their own public notice procedures, and now the whole process basically starts over.
And it was the Department of Agriculture that didn't follow the procedures, correct?
That's what they indicated. Now, there was a public information meeting, but there's something called a notice to construct, and then basically the company saying, hey, we want to build this, that the department determined they did not publish. So now they're going to go back and go through those steps again. This could happen very quickly. The company is saying there won't be any significant changes when they resubmit the plan. So it could be just a matter of weeks before it's again back to the county board. Now, there is opposition to this from a group of Menard County residents concerned about odor, runoff, other health hazards, that it could hurt tourism and historic preservation efforts. You know, the company's saying that the technology is such these days, you basically won't know that the hog farm is there, but that's all going to be played out again, probably this spring.
And when it comes to these laws, really the county board's role is almost just advisory. The way the regulations are designed, it's state regulators that end up making the decision, pro or con, is it not?
That's true. The way the law was written, 1996, I believe, the county board, it's an advisory vote. They make a recommendation one way or the other, and then the Department of Ag has 15 days to rule on the permit. So again, this could happen in a matter of weeks getting back to this point.
Well, another issue where you need a permit is if you're going to get involved in hydraulic fracturing in Illinois, yet there seems to be a dearth of companies seeking permits.
Now, this is ironic. We spent, a couple of years in a back and forth over regulations for fracking in Illinois, and those were finally approved in November after thousands of comments for and against, a lot of them from environmental groups against fracking in Illinois. So the registration has been opened up, and companies are allowed to register and then file for a permit. As of this past week, only one company had even registered. That was Strata X Energy out of Denver, and they have yet to take the follow-up step of applying for a formal permit. So there has not exactly been a rush as yet. Now, it's winter and a bad time for construction, certainly, so this could pick up. But there seems to be a lot of hesitancy out there right now on the part of the companies.
Is that at all due to the price of oil right now?
Well, that's even the head of the Illinois Oil and Gas Association, which is down in Mount Vernon, said low oil prices have made fracking a more risky proposition. You're not going to get as much return. And one thing we probably should bear in mind, they haven't really determined just how productive the shale oil fields might be in Illinois. So there's a lot of questions out there. The industry's still complaining about the what they call onerous regulations, that it just takes too much time to get through those. Now, if we see oil back at $100 a barrel sometime this year, this could all be a academic discussion. And of course, we should mention there's still a legal challenge out there for some of the environmental groups.
And we have the owners of a local establishment announcing that they plan to open a bar and grill in the old Cheddar spot on Dirksen Parkway.
Well, you remember last summer, Cheddar's closed abruptly. Employees found out the day it closed that they were out of their jobs, and that came as certainly something of a shock to the workers. And that was a popular restaurant, as far as we understood it, on Dirksen Parkway. Now the owner of Mariah's restaurant in Springfield has announced plans to open a bar and grill there. Probably will be coming sometime this spring, to be known as the Bugatti Bar and Grill. So folks who are used to dining in that part of town will have that option in the next couple of months.
Our time is up. Tim Landis, business editor at the State Journal Register. See what he's working on daily in the SJR.